Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, November 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Marina Bay MRT Station. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia podcast script Marina Bay MRT Station. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating Wikipedia entries and bring their stories to life. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're venturing into the intricate world of transportation with a focus on the Marina Bay MRT Station in Singapore. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and let's embark on this journey together. Now, when you think of an MRT station, you might imagine just an ordinary stop on a transit line, but in reality, stations like Marina Bay are so much more. They're hubs of connectivity, cultural touchpoints, and engineering marvels. In this episode, we'll unpack its history, significance, and perhaps its future too. First, let's paint the scene. Marina Bay MRT Station is located in the downtown core area of Singapore, a location that's steeped in both historical significance and modern innovation. As the name suggests, it services the bustling and vibrant Marina Bay area, a waterfront site renowned for its stunning skyline, opulent hotels, and bustling financial district. The station initially opened its doors to the public on November 4, 1989. That's over 30 years ago. Since then, it has transformed alongside Singapore, symbolizing the nation's rapid development and forward-thinking nature. Originally, it served as the southern terminal of the North-South Line until further expansion allowed it to become an interchange for the Circle Line as well. This leads us to a question. How does the integration of multiple lines affect how we use public transport and our relationship with the city itself? Architecturally speaking, the station is a blend of efficiency and aesthetic appeal. Like many of its counterparts in Singapore, it features an understated elegance, a minimalistic design that's both functional and welcoming. The station is predominantly underground, with multi-layered platforms that ensure efficient passenger flow even during peak hours. Here's an interesting tidbit. Did you know the original design and layout of Marina Bay were adapted over the years to better accommodate the burgeoning demands of a growing metropolis? Anecdotes like these remind us that urban planning isn't just about what looks good on paper. It's about anticipating future needs and being ready to pivot. Think of how often cities across the globe have had to rethink public infrastructure. What's your city's unique transport adaptation story? The Marina Bay MRT station is an example of how functionality meets foresight. Its strategic position aids in the seamless connectivity across Singapore's ever-expanding urban landscape. Accessibility features have been implemented throughout the station, ensuring it caters to all commuters, including the elderly and those with disabilities, a testament to inclusivity in transport design. As we delve deeper into the station's everyday operations, let's consider the environmental impact of transportation. MRT stations and the systems they support play a significant role in reducing car dependency, thereby lowering carbon emissions. This aligns with broader global shifts towards sustainable urban living. What do you think are some other ways in which public transportation systems can support environmental goals? A quick jump into stats reveals just how critical Marina Bay MRT station is. Just imagine the immense number of passengers who pass through its turnstiles daily. These riders aren't merely locals, but include tourists and business travelers, all interwoven in the city's dynamic tapestry. Looking ahead, Singapore's consistent drive for expansion and innovation may bring new developments to the Marina Bay vicinity. Perhaps more lines will intersect here, or there will be further enhancements in passenger experience. How do you envision the future of MRTs, not just in Singapore, but across other metropolises? And as a closing thought, let's remember the broader narrative that a place like Marina Bay MRT Station tells us. It's more than just concrete and steel. It's a microcosm of connectivity, resilience, and progress. It illustrates how transportation not only moves people, but acts as a catalyst for societal change, boosting economies, bridging communities, and enhancing lives. Before we wrap up today's exploration, here's a call to action for all of you curious minds out there. Next time you're in a major city, be it Singapore or elsewhere, take a moment to reflect on the infrastructure around you. What stories do these structures tell, and how do they reflect the essence of the city you're in? Share your thoughts with friends or in your community, because these dialogues could inspire meaningful change. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Don't forget to delve into the Marina Bay MRT station article on Wikipedia yourself. There are always more layers to uncover, much like the station itself. Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity piqued.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Marina Bay MRT Station. Thanks for listening. See you next time.